We got Steve Kosky on the horn from Berga County. Steve, good to hear your voice again, buddy.
Yeah, hey, good to be on again.
I hope you're enjoying your retirement. I know you're staying busy because you're not the kind of person that can sit still. But
I am staying as busy as I want to be, and I'm enjoying life, and I'm out doing a lot of things. Haven't got fishing much yet because we don't have ice really anywhere yet other than a few inland lakes.
Let's start there. Yeah, tell us about those first.
Well, Alberta Pond is probably being fished, and Roland Lake are being fished primarily in our area here. That's where we have. I mean, they're brook trout lakes that are planted. They've had ice on them now for about a month, and have actually done quite well, but they were just planted also this later part of the summer, so there was quite a few fish in there.
Well, I want to ask you about pricket. Don't they ice fish pricket, or do they draw it down too low?
Pricket isn't Dutch. Not really. They do fish out Otter Lake. Otter Lake is a pretty good northern lake, and some crappies and stuff like that, but it's probably mainly known as a northern lake. Parent Lake, just by the Covington Junction, is a pretty decent perch lake with some bluegills in it, and they do ice fish that also.
Okay, don't mention the other one that's there. That's one of my favorite crappie lakes. We'll let people figure that out on your own. I'm afraid you're going to say the name.
The other one's not far away, but it's there. Yep. Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. But the fishing overall, have you heard that it's been pretty consistent?
It was a pretty good start. It was a pretty good start, yes, especially on the brook trout lakes. It was a pretty good start. I haven't heard as much in the last week or so right now. Like I said, I think, you know, they've hit the numbers on the, especially like Alberta Pond. I know they hit the numbers on that hard at first, on first ice.
Don't they usually do that, though? Isn't that that's a December and early January fishery, and then it kind of dies off, right, every year?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. These inland lakes like that, they start off quick and fast, and then they kind of taper off when the snow gets on them. And especially when you're talking small bodies of water where it's kind of almost a put-and-take system where they're planting quite a bit of fish, and that's a lot of the fish that you're catching.
Well, you know the real question that everybody wants to know, chomping at the bit to get on Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay. And I realize we are weeks and weeks away from Keweenaw Bay, really, but what about Huron Bay? That had skim ice before this Arctic blast.
Huron Bay has had some ice up as far as Pine Point, but not usable ice yet at all. We got this warm spell after and some snow on it. So really, they are not on Huron Bay really at all yet. That could change if we get the right weather. It looks like the next 4 or 5 days we're supposed to get into some single digits and stay there for through about the weekend. But then after that, it's predicting a real big warm-up, you know, 20s and high 30s for all of next week. So it's a ways away yet.
It might be one of those years where it just doesn't happen, huh?
Yeah. Keweenaw Bay it's a little bit of skin ice around the shore, and it's, you know, getting close to the right temperatures, but it's got a long ways to go. Things have to make a big change to get ice on a big lake right now. My old saying used to be I would sacrifice my prime wood pile for a month of below zero weather to start off the year, but that sure isn't happening lately.
Interesting. I like that saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for right now, we're a long ways away on it.
We got more to talk about with former owner of Indian Country Sports, Steve Kosky, as he continues his Berga County report. Snowmobile trails, ski trails, and more to talk about. And we'll get into all that in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.